This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters, which left four people dead and dozens wounded. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Michael Sherwin said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some of the rioters who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. Law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. A day after the chaos, the Associated Press reports, Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund submitted his resignation late Thursday, and a source with knowledge of the matter told the AP the chief's last day would be January 16th. In a statement earlier on Thursday, Sund defended his officer's action, but he did not say why he declined additional manpower and resources on what before Wednesday's melee. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is BOAnews.com, also on the BOA mobile app. Via remote, this is BOA News. President Donald Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Joe Biden will be the next U.S. president a day after his supporters stormed the Capitol as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who as recently as Thursday morning continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. Trump's remarks come after two top Democrats called for his removal from office following Wednesday's assault. President Trump's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of Wednesday's deadly invasion of the Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign a day after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of Trump supporters broke into the Capitol as legislators were in the process of certifying the Electoral College votes in the November election. Chao joined. The White House did not immediately comment on the resignations of Chao and DeVos. Indonesia released from prison a radical cleric linked to a terrorist attack on the tourist island of Bali nearly 20 years ago. More than 200 people, mostly foreign tourists, were killed at two nightclubs in October of 2002. Abu Bakar Bashir, now 82 years old, left a prison near the capital, Jakarta, early Friday. Indonesian authorities say Bashir would enter a de-radicalization program because they are concerned over his continued influence in extremist circles. The U.S. state of California recorded more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a two-day period Thursday, and the U.S. reported a one-day record 3,865 American deaths, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The grim figures come as nearly 6 million Americans have been vaccinated against the disease. Meanwhile, on Thursday, Britain announced mandatory COVID-19 tests for all international arrivals to the country. Japan's prime minister declared a state of emergency for Tokyo and three surrounding jurisdictions. The decree takes effect today through February the 7th. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is BOAnews.com, also on the BOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, BOA News.
VOA 1, right now. BOA 1.
Better make a smile when you see that bitch pull up, pull up. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. I'm smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
I'm a savage.
I shoot.
Even working back with 12 solo albums all platinum. I know y'all ain't out here talking numbers right. I know y'all ain't out here talking summers right. I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you a runner right. Plain paddock then had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, you know I had to buy a pallet.
Shining, yeah. All of this winning.
DJ Khaled, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and that is Shining on VOA1. My name's Larry London. I know, like Beyonce, who gave out diamond gold necklaces to her friends and family members, which was her gesture, her finger gesture, saying goodbye to 2020 and can't wait for 2021. Well, things that haven't necessarily gotten off to a great start this week with the new year here in Washington, D.C. Boy, we had our problems at the Capitol building this week. as the results of the election were certified by Congress. So it's just been a difficult week to begin the new year. But you can get all the latest news if you go to voanews.com. All the news is right there for you. Here's Katy Perry. She got emotional on social media. She posted a video. She was in tears over what's going on and how people have been dealing with the election, with the violence and things happening in our country. She was moved by it. She's very concerned, and she should be. So she posted a video with her own personal feelings and got very emotional. Here's Katy Perry, Never Really Over.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. But wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never. I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain. Cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, draw the line. Not do I do. But once in a while I trip up and across the line. I think of you. 2 years and just like that.
New music this week.
New music.
Ready to download.
On the one.
BOA 1.
Hey. You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah.
It all seems complicated.
I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
I'll never say
it. You walked in my life at 2 a.m. Cause my boy's new girl is your best friend. Act like you don't see me, we'll play said. Now we're in the backseat of the black car going home when she asked.
not sorry. I won't apologize to nobody. You play like I'm invisible. Girl, don't act like you ain't saw me. Last year was a mess and how I acted was beyond me. But the past still revolves me. You text me, I ain't responding. But now done change. Go our separate ways. But look at this damage you did to me. I still want nothing to do between you and me. Please don't say nothing. It all sounds so true to me. We don't have nothing to say.
Machine Gun Kelly, Black Bear, and my ex-best friend. I'm Larry London, and I'm keeping you company for an hour of the hits on VOA1 with Ava Max.
If all the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all.
cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate.
Symphony. tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rubble beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Stared in the mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn. Tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn.
That's Halsey, Nightmare.
But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night.
And that song, kind of a personal, introspective reflection of a very difficult time in her life. When she was 17, she attempted to commit suicide. And fortunately for all of us, she was not successful with her attempt. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and under psychiatric care for a little while. She said she came out of that a better and stronger person. And she hopes to use her experience to help her fans who might be struggling with their own identity. She just released a new cosmetic line. Halsey now is in the cosmetic business. Her new makeup line is called About Face. I'm Larry London, VOA1 and the Hits.